So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Nafla Bayis Olav Al Ishtai. If a house collapsed upon the husband and wife and they both died and had no children, but it was not known which one died first. Now, the husband's heirs certainly inherit the husband's assets. However, regarding the wife's assets that she brought into the marriage, there is a suffix as to who inherits her assets. Yerusha Bal Oimrim Isha Mesa Rishon, V'achkach Mesa Bal. The husband's heirs claim that they inherit her assets because the wife died first and her husband inherited her assets and then he died. And now, as his heirs, they inherit these assets. On the other hand, Yerusha Isha Oimrim Bal Mesa Rishon, V'achkach Mesa Isha. The wife's heirs claim that they inherit her assets because the husband died first, and the wife maintained ownership of her assets, and then she died, and now as her heirs, they inherit these assets. Bishami Oimrim Yachloiku. We divide the assets between the two sides, the Yerusha Baal and the Yerusha Isha, because as the Rashbam explains, Sharim Mammon Mutl B'Safiku. Since we have a Safik who died first, we divide the assets between both parties. Bishila Oimrim Nachasim B'Cheskasim. Since we have a Safik in who died first, we leave the assets with those who had it in their possession. Therefore, the Mishnah continues, Ksuba, Becheskas Yerusha Habal. The husband's heirs inherit the Ksuba amount of 200 zuz that the wife would normally collect upon the husband's death, because this money was originally in the husband's possession. Nochasim ha-nechnasim ha-yitznimah, Becheskas Yerusha Hav. The wife's heirs inherit the Nixi Malug, her properties that were not assessed and written into the Ksuba, because since the wife maintains liability for these assets, she's considered the possessor of these assets. However, regarding Nixi Tzem Barzel, the wife's properties that were assessed and written into the Ksuba, the Gemara cites a three-way machlokes. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Becheskes Yerusha Habal. The husband's heirs inherit these assets because, as Rashbam explains, Shem Pichas So Pichas Uloi V'Maisiro Hisiro Uloi. Since the husband is liable for the losses and enjoys the gains of these assets, he is considered the possessor of these assets. Rabbi Lazar Amar Becheskes Yerusha Ha'isha. The wife's heirs inherit these assets because Dehihan Alas Lei Mebeis Aviyah. Since the wife originally brought these assets into the marriage, she is considered the possessor of these assets. We divide these assets between the two sides, the Yerusha Baal and the Yerusha Isha, because since each party has a legitimate claim, they are each considered the possessor of these assets. And as Rashbam explains, accordingly, the Mishnah's wording is understood as Becheska Shnehem, both parties have possession of these assets, and therefore Yachloiku. Zakta Mishnah, Nafla Bayis Olav Al Imoy. If a house collapsed upon a widow and her son, and they both died, and the son had no children, and it's not known who died first, the son's assets certainly go to his heirs. However, regarding the mother's assets, there is a suffix as to who inherits her assets. And as in the previous Mishnah, the Yerusha Ha'im, the mother's heirs claim that they inherit her assets, because HaBen Meisrishin V'Achkach Imoy. The son died first, and the mother maintained ownership of her assets, and then she died, and now, as her heirs, they inherit her assets. On the other hand, the Yerusha HaBen, the son's heirs, claim that they inherit her assets because Ha'im Meisrishim V'Achkach Bana. The mother died first, and the son inherited his mother's assets, and then he died, and now as his heirs, they inherit these assets. The Tanakhama says, Eilu ve'eilu moedin sheyachleku. In this case, the Beis Hillel agree with the Beis Shammai that we divide the mother's assets between the two sides, the Yerusha Ben and the Yerusha Eim, because as Rashbam explains, Shneim bo mikoyach tainas Yerusha shehuchzeko behenu isha. Both parties are equally considered muchzik as they both claim Yerusha from the mother who is muchzik in their assets. The Rashbam explains, however, that in the Mishnah in the previous daf, in the case of Nafal Abayis Allah Al Aviv, Vahislav Ksubes Isha Ubal Chayiv, if a house fell upon a person and his father and they both died, and the son owned money for a ksuba or for a debt, and there is a suffix whether the assets go to the Yerusha Av or the Bali Chayiv, there the Beis Hillel hold Nochasim Becheskasim. All the assets are given to the Yerusha Av, but not to the Bali Chayiv, because Zebba Bekoyach Yerusha Vezebba Betaynes Shtar Chayiv. Only the Yerusha Av, who claim Yerusha, are considered muchzik, but the Bali Chayiv, who merely claim a debt, are not considered muchzik. In our case, however, both parties claim Yerusha, and therefore both are considered muchzik. And similarly, in the previous Mishnah's case of Nafal Abayis Alav Val Ishtoi, if a house collapsed upon the husband and wife, and they both died, and there is a suffix whether the assets go to the Yerusha Baal or the Yerusha Isha, there the Beis Hillel hold Nochasim Becheskasim. We leave the assets with those who had it in their possession, because Yesham Nochasim Shemuchzik Ben Baal, V'yesham Nochasim Shemuchzik Si Isha. The Yerusha Baal are only muchzik in some of the assets, and the Yerusha Isha are also only muchzik in some of the assets. While in our case, both parties are muchzik in all the assets. Therefore, the Tanakhama says, Eilu ve'eilu moedin sheyachleiku, the Beis Hillel agree with the Beis Shammai, that yachleiku. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, "Meidani bezu shanachasim miches kasim." Even in this case, the Beis Hillel disagree with the Beis Shammai and hold as before that we leave the assets with those who had it in their possession. And the Gemara cites a machlekes as to which heirs are considered the muchzik. Rabbi Lo Amar becheskes Yerushi Ha'im. The Yerushi Ha'im get all the assets. Ha'il v'huchzik nachla ba'isa shevet. Because only they are considered muchzik, since after the husband died, the assets belonged solely to the mother who was a member of their shevet, while the Yerusha Ben are members of a different shevet, as was the son's father. Reb Zeir Amar becheskes Yerushi Ha'ben. The Yerusha Ha'ben get all the assets, because as Rashbam explains, the Mishameis Bala Hoye Ben Ro LeYerusha Koydim L'Chol Kreveha. The son was considered muchzik because from when the husband died, he was destined to inherit all his mother's assets. Benaze holds like the Tanakama, and he commented to Rabbi Kiva, "Achalukin on the mitzvahan, and the Shabbos alachlik alenu es hashavin." We were distressed in the cases where there was a machlekes b'sham b'sil, and now you wish to add to the machlekes where others hold that they agree.